And it's one of those things that does feel deeply unfair, but it's like, what's the other answer? Like, what's the solution? Welcome to today's podcast episode. And before I tell you about this episode, let me first of all say congratulations to those parents and carers who have made it through the school holiday period. It can be a very long school holiday break. And I say congratulations, like, oh, it can be a big exhale to get back to that routine and rhythm and, you know, all of that stuff. But I also know there will be a lot of parents listening today who may be experiencing that relief that the holiday period is over, but now you may be holding your breath for other reasons, like, how is their day going to go? I'm speaking for myself. I know that today, like, if you're listening in real time, Thursday, it's the boys' first day back at school. And I just know that I'm going to have to try and keep super busy all day because I'm going to be thinking about how it's going for them. They're both apprehensive. We've had a lot of conversations just in the lead up to school. And sometimes I feel like day one goes well because it's a bit exciting, and it's more like day two, day three, day four, where the wheels can kind of start to come off a little bit. It can be a really overwhelming time for kids. I can remember even like as being as young as the boys, like 10 years old, and finding those last few days of school holidays really hard because that impending feeling of doom is just ever present. So on one hand, there can be that, oh, like, we made it, school holidays is done and dusted. And then on the other hand, it can be like, oh, you're still like constricted. So I hear you, I feel you, if you can relate to that experience. Switching lanes a little bit. Today's episode, this is a conversation with Michelle Battersby. Now, Michelle is the co-founder and chief marketing officer at Sunroom. It's a creator app for women and non-binary creators to make money, to share freely, and connect intimately with their communities. If you follow me on Instagram, you've likely seen me now share my link for Sunroom, because after my conversation with Michelle, I was so intrigued and truly so inspired. So I jumped over and checked it out, and I am now using Sunroom. But when I had this conversation with Michelle, I hadn't yet tried it for myself. This is actually part one of our conversation. Part two will go live on Monday, and we talk a little bit more about being an entrepreneur. Michelle shares her own story and her own experience, and we talk about the creator economy more in that conversation. This episode today, part one, is much more focused on Michelle's experience of finding out that she is pregnant. I loved chatting with Michelle because I always find it so enjoyable when you can sit down and just have a very open and raw chat with someone and feel like they're being vulnerable with you, because I think it then allows you to be vulnerable as well. And I just love that when Michelle shared her pregnancy news, she shared it with these extra layers of vulnerability. And she spoke about the struggle of having these conflicting emotions and purposefully having to put having a baby off because she has prioritized her career. We talk about things that can feel really unfair when it comes to motherhood. And I wanted to just flag that in the intro, because if you are listening right now and you're going through an infertility journey of your own, hearing someone say unfair in relation to a pregnancy announcement could be really upsetting and triggering. And I want to be really clear that there is not a single word spoken in this conversation that is intended to cause upset or is said in a flippant or malicious way. It is, however, a very real conversation about how sometimes when you see a positive pregnancy test, it's not always instant elation for every single person. I know for so many people, getting that positive pregnancy test is. It's pure joy, it's excitement, you're ecstatic. But for other people, that positive pregnancy test can bring up so many conflicting emotions. And I think it's really important that we hear about people who have had that experience. Because if we put words around that experience, it allows other people to feel more accepting, I think, of their own experiences and to show more compassion for the complex nature of this life-changing event. So that's a bit of a trigger warning for anyone who is listening today. We obviously talk about pregnancy. We talk a bit about infertility and egg freezing. We don't go too deep into it, but it is certainly spoken about. This is just a conversation between two people, and I hope that it provides some comfort or some insight to those of you who are listening. As I said, this is part one of my conversation with Michelle. Stay tuned for part two. I loved speaking with her. Let's get into today's episode. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Michelle, recently you shared your pregnancy announcement via Instagram, and you gave a lot more context than we're used to seeing in a typical Instagram pregnancy announcement. Can you share a little bit of that context with our listeners?
Yes. So the interesting thing about when you find out you're pregnant is I guess you've got this time period to process it. You know, I'm not necessarily saying I agree with the whole waiting for 12 weeks thing, but it does give you some time to process it, get your head around it. And I think that moment of finding out you're pregnant looks different for everyone. It's deeply personal, it's circumstantial, there's privilege embedded in it, hardship, potentially grief. So it's a very complex moment. And I just didn't feel like I could just come out with a pregnancy post. And it's fine if you do that. But for me, it had been a complex time. Fertility was something that had been on my mind for about 5 years. I hadn't felt like I should have a child because I've been so focused on my career. And I'd been made to feel like having a child would be detrimental to my business, my ability to raise money. I'm in the tech industry. I have a venture-backed startup. I have a lot of investors. I have a team that depends on me. And we're in a really critical growth phase right now. So I just always fed myself this narrative that it would be really selfish of me to have a baby because I would be putting myself and my own personal desires above my business and my team and my investors. And that's like a whole other story. But because there had been so much, I suppose, deep thinking from my side and so much, built up angst around this moment, I felt like I needed to articulate that when I announced my pregnancy, because I just thought I can't be the only one. And I was finding myself needing that content as I was processing it. I was trying to find content of people that had really struggled in that moment. And so that was a big part of why I shared the story.
Because there are so many nuances to that moment when you find out you're pregnant. And as you said, like there's a variety of different factors that come into play. But I think even just verbalizing that for some people, when they get that positive test result, the initial response isn't always elation and joy. For a lot of people, it is fear. It is shock. It is like a deep, deep, almost a grief in a way for what you think you're about to lose or what you know you're about to lose.
And there's a lot of pressure on us as women, you know. You hear some people say, oh, you can have it all, and then other people say you can't have it all. And it's just a lot. Like, there's a lot going on for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the grief was a big part. Like, your sense of self almost changes in the blink of an eye. You know, you are no longer who you were 10 minutes earlier. You don't really know what it's going to look like as well. So I think that's where a lot of the fear comes from, especially in those first few months when you know it's a really sensitive time. You know, it may or may not be something that actually ends up happening for you. And I agree. I do think there's a lot of pressure on us. And I think that's why we often do see quite simple, happy posts, because I also feel like many of us have been made to feel like that's the only acceptable reaction.
The only path.
Yes. And I was also very conscious. I never want to come across as ungrateful. You know, I know I'm so fortunate to be in this position and to be pregnant, and I don't take that for granted, but that doesn't mean I am elated, and it is just happiness, and it is easy. There's just many layers to it.
Yeah, it's both. And I am grateful, and I am grieving what I think I'm going to lose, or what I know I'm going to lose. So it's definitely overwhelming. And I often think it's a really interesting juxtaposition that physiologically we are primed to have babies, you know, in our 20s, in our early 30s. But yet that's also the time when we're striving in our career, and it is really, really unfair, I think, in a way. And not just even with the striving for the career. I often think, gosh, you know, I had my boys when I was 27. I wish that they got the 36-year-old version of me. Like, you know, I wish that I had that extra life experience when I first had the kids, but you have them when you have them. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of different things at play with how our life unfolds and timing.
Yeah, I think it being unfair is just a great way to put it, because where a lot of my thinking was, you know, where I was kind of channeling into was, it just sucks that this is really a fear that women carry. How will this affect my career? Will it affect my career at all? Will it be celebrated? Will I be disadvantaged because I'm pregnant? Am I delaying certain opportunities? It's just something that unfortunately is quite gendered, and I'm not okay with that. You know, I did a poll on my Instagram where I asked, over 3,000 women responded, and I asked the question, do you feel like having a baby will jeopardize your career? And 86% of women said yes. And I asked another question, which was, would you feel scared telling your employer that you're pregnant? And 68% of women said yes. And I think that's where a lot of my fear was stemming from, and why I had this view that having a baby could be a bad idea, because I had seen people be disadvantaged for that. You know, I'd heard of people having their promotions put on hold. I had heard of people being completely overlooked for pay rises because they were pregnant. I know friends who will go for job interviews and like not wear their engagement ring.
Yeah, and it's all very real, because if you do tell your employer that you're pregnant, straight away you have a timeline. You know that you at some point are going to have to pause working for however long that ends up being, and you do get disadvantaged. And there's also a lot of rhetoric surrounding mothers in the workplace, you know, oh, she's going to have to go early, she wants to work school hours, she wants this, she wants that. And there's not a lot of focus on what actually, you know, a mum can bring to the table when it comes to working. And it is so unfair. Like, I've had these conversations with my partner, because I've got 10-year-old twins and now repartnered, and he's not got his own kids. And I'm saying to him, he desperately wants a baby. And it's like, do you understand what that does to me. Like, and I know that that's such an awful thing to say out loud, but it's a true thing, because it's like, I will be the one who is sick. I will be the one who goes through the hormonal changes. I will be the one who loses my income through that period or has to work extra hard around it. And it's one of those things that does feel deeply unfair, but it's like, what's the other answer? Like, what's the solution?
Yeah. I know. I think in finding out I was pregnant, like to your point around that rhetoric of, or what people expect, how people expect a mum to be, or if they want to leave early, or how much they're looking after kids, just these stigmas that exist. I was also finding myself desperately trying to find content that would reassure me I can have both of these things at the same time. You know, I need to see a woman bringing their baby into a boardroom. I need to see that juggle exist online just from a career perspective, so I can feel like you can get so in your head. It sounds ridiculous. You know, there are 2 billion mothers in the world or something like that. You know, we're not the first people to have careers and babies, but it can feel like, is this something I'm capable of, or how will this impact me individually? And of course it's hard, and I have no idea how my life is about to change, but it's also so important for women who haven't yet experienced motherhood to also hear of women maintaining their career and having babies and see how they manage that juggle and what kind of support that they need, or any little tactics or hacks for how to do it they've come up with. Because I think there also is a bit of a bias, and this might be a really bad thing to say, but I sometimes feel like there's a bit of a bias towards it being so hard, and you see so much content on how hard it is and how I don't shower and I don't wash my hair and I haven't slept in 5 years. And I think a lot of that content is quite, it can be a little bit performative and exaggerated because it goes viral, but it's just adding to all of our fears even more.
I am so glad that you brought that up, because that was my next point. I was going to say, I remember when I had the boys, that was around the time that kind of like hot mess mum content was really popular. And I just was never that. And I always found that kind of content really confronting, and also really, it just rubbed me the wrong way, because that wasn't my reality. And I'm really like aware now when I'm chatting with women who are pregnant, I never say things like, oh, you can kiss your sex life goodbye, or you're never going to sleep again, or your life's about to be ruined, like anything with that kind of undertone, because that just wasn't my reality. And I don't think that it's everyone's reality. And that's not to say there weren't hard times, of course, but it's the best thing ever. It's the best thing.
Yeah, it's honestly so important to just have that representation across the board, I think, because you're right. You know, I've had people say to me who haven't even had children, you know, you should enjoy sleep now, that'll change. And I'm like, you don't really know that. And I don't want to hear this. It's not helpful. You know, I need to feel it for myself.
Yeah. It's like horrible birth stories. The moment you're pregnant, everyone's like, oh, everyone wants to tell you how to give birth and all these things that are going to go awry. And it's like, it's not really going to help me.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think if we could see, I am feeling really determined to show the journey of this and like how I can do both these things at once. And I'm not going to try and make it look easy. You know, I'll be very, very real about it, because I just think that's the kind of content that helps. And I hope it shows other women who might be in similar positions to me, or, you know, can relate in some way, that it doesn't have to be one or the other, because feeling like it has to be one or the other was an exceptionally painful position to be in. Like watching people announce their pregnancies, knowing I wanted that too, but just didn't really feel like I was allowed because of my career, was always a bit hard to see. And then seeing people share IVF journeys was a reminder, you know, that I was proactively delaying having children for my career. And was I going to eventually put myself in a hard position? And then you see people do egg freezing and you're like, fuck, you know, they're actually younger than me. Should I be doing egg freezing? And it's just such an anxious time, no matter what direction you're going. You know, even if you want your child free, you know, dealing with loss, dealing with infertility, I think pregnancy content can be so triggering in many different ways, and there are like extremities around how that may affect you. But I do feel like if we can all find ways to talk about it, like considerately, it just helps everyone feel seen and kind of gives space to everyone's different stories and experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned there like being one or the other, being someone who has a career or being a mum. And I think striving to have that integration actually could be a bit of a safeguard as well in terms of not feeling like you've lost your identity. I think when we have babies, because it is a very all-consuming, emotional, incredible love of your life type of time, you can almost fall down this hole of losing yourself. And I think from the offset, having that drive to have the integration and to keep one foot on the pedal and one foot on the gas at the same time, you might find that you don't actually struggle with feeling like you've completely lost yourself in the way that some other women, I think, do.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I also feel like I've been chatting to founders that have children, and I've really been desperately trying to understand, you know, tell me how it actually improved your productivity and your effectiveness. Like, are you better with time management?
And it
does. Are you procrastinating less? Yeah. And I think that stuff is also really important to hear. You know, you always hear that just you wait, but how about it's just you wait until a list of positives, because I think yes. That just makes everyone feel a bit more capable.
I honestly think for a lot of people, when they do become parents, you do become a lot better at managing your time. I've always said that a mum can do more in an hour than she could do in a whole day before, because it's like you just have this laser focus. And I also think there's this level of like all of a sudden you're really living to be an incredible role model. And I know that's a strange thing to say, but all of a sudden it's like, oh, hang on, wait, I've got one life and there's someone looking at me to learn how to do this. And it almost makes you rise up even higher, I think, in a lot of areas. And I'm sure that you'll experience that feeling.
Yeah, I already feel like it's put me into a bit of a turbo mode right now, you know, knowing that I'm soon going to be looking pretty pregnant. I don't know what my birth will look like. I don't know what my baby will be like. I'm not sure how much time I might need around that, or if I feel like I can just come straight into an office. So it's really forcing me to step up from now. You know, how can I upskill my team? How can I make sure I have the best people in the room? How can I ensure everyone feels really clear on what they're owning and that they're just a gun at owning that thing and ensuring that all the ducks are in order? And I think I don't know if I would have, you know, done a handful of the stuff I've already started doing if it wasn't for this. And I've always felt really ambitious and determined, but it's always just been for myself. And now I already feel like, okay, this is not just about trying to provide myself a great life. I'm now going to have a child depending on me for the rest of my existence. So I need to get going.
Yes. And when we think about stress, right, we often don't speak about eustress, which is the positive form of stress. And sometimes that positive side of stress does those things. It makes us work that little bit harder. It makes us feel more fulfilled at the end of the day as well. So I'm really interested to see how it unfolds for you. And, you know, you can prepare and plan, but I think at the end of the day, you get the baby that you get, you know, and some people have easy breezy newborns and then some people have easy breezy toddlers. And it's like, you just have to see how it unfolds. Like, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
I'm very on edge.
Are you?
I'm feeling, well, my mum has told me from, you know, as long as I can remember, I was just a terrible baby, like really never slept, was a complete lunatic. And she's told me I deserve what I did to her. So that's a bit alarming. But my partner apparently was like very chill as a baby. So I'm really hoping it's like him. But yeah, I felt very, I don't know, I've really processed all my emotions now. Like, I'm feeling excited. I've accepted this. I had some pretty bad morning sickness and just nausea, but that's all gone. And apparently I meant to feel euphoric at some point in trimester two. So I'm just waiting for that.
Any minute now.
Yeah.
I'm just jumping in here to wrap today's podcast episode, but remember, part two of my conversation with Michelle is coming for you very soon. It will be live next week, and that's when we dive into more of the entrepreneurship side of things and we chat about Michelle's tech startup. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, please feel free to let me know. You can always slide into my DMs or jump on over to Instagram and leave a comment. In our show notes, I've also popped Michelle's Instagram handle and a direct link to her pregnancy announcement if you want to jump on over and have a read. I appreciate you listening and I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.